Q-Squid presents First Person Singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Ridge loves Westcliff Drive and remembers a special event.
When the cavity first appeared in the Westcliff sidewalk, it was no bigger than a grave. Any jogger could have jumped across it. But within hours, a fence was raised a few feet from its sagging edges. Soon the perimeter was extended, as the hole continued to be undermined. After a week, the hole was 30 feet wide, invading the street itself. We were diverted to the opposite side. But another kind of diversion was wonderfully entertaining. Kids of all ages were enthralled by the work site. A crane dropped massive boulders on the ocean side of the wall, still being assaulted by the waves. Bulldozers rumbled and beeped to and fro. Dwarfed humans in hard hats dug debris from the hole, exposing skinny old buttresses, among which were lowered 4 mysterious metal tubes. As the hole was filled by tons of aggregate, the shining monumental tubes continued to jut above the fence, until the hole was full and they were cut down. Their stumps served as conduits for steel anchors bored into the semi-permanent bedrock, on which the temporary survival of our cherished cliff depends. I'm Alan Rich, a cultural geographer.
Do you have something to say? Email us at firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.